Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. I'm looking on the corporate media, and once again, they're doing a story about Malaysian Flight 370 and how they still haven't found anything. That's not news. They're just padding for time here, and they're still talking about all these ships and resources in the pinger located down there in the South Indian Ocean, southwest of Australia. And it amazes me that nobody in either the search crews or the corporate media has done the fuel calculation. Because airliners, when they are leaving from point A to point B, will load enough fuel to get from point A to point B and a small safety margin to deal with flying around weather or crowded patterns at the destination airport. But they don't carry more than that because it wastes money. They're spending fuel to carry around the weight of all that fuel they really don't expect to use. Now, if you do a plot line distance from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, which was the original planned route for Flight 370, it comes out to about 6,500 miles, rounded up to 7,000 with the safety margin. If you then plot a distance plot from Kuala Lumpur to the location where the transponder was turned off, then back over the Malacca Straits, where they had the last contact with the military radar, and then fly directly south toward the ocean southwest of Australia, you'll realize you don't have enough fuel to get there. By a wide, wide, wide margin, that plane couldn't get to where they're searching for it. A little bit of history today. I forgot to mention at the top of the show, today's the anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King in Memphis 36 years ago. We have an article up on our website showing photographic proof that the shot that killed Martin Luther King did not, in fact, come from the rooming house where James Earl Ray was supposedly staying. And there's a huge amount of evidence that this was another assassination, and they set up a patsy to take the fall, the most significant of which is that the rifle planted on James Earl Ray had a manufacturing defect in it. Bullets fired through that gun have a deep gouge in them. The bullets that killed Martin Luther King do not have that gouge. There was one test that came back and said there is no way this rifle fired the bullets that killed Martin Luther King. The FBI came back and said the tests are ridiculous. You didn't clean the gun properly. And then proceeded to stall and deny any further ballistic testing until James Earl Ray died in prison, at which point the judge said nobody else has standing to bring lawsuits in this matter. So they hushed it up. We're going to take a quick phone call here. David in California. Aloha. David, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good to talk to you, Michael, again. I'll try to be quick with this. Whenever I see something on the media, especially CNN and Fox, just repeatedly over and over ad nauseum, especially this Malaysian flight, it really gets my red flags flying.
I agree.
So the other day I was watching a YouTube video, and you know how when you get to the end of a video, they then show you like 12 different next step videos to watch.
Yes.
And I clicked on one, and it was very interesting, and it was a point of view I've never seen anywhere, including your show, which I listen to religiously. Sorry to use that word. And it was a discussion between a middle-aged or older, a man and a woman, and the discussion and the theory that she was purporting basically went this way. There are two new weapon systems. One the Russians have, which is like a super cruise missile that can fly very close to the ground, and thus being so close to the ground or the sea, it's all but undetectable, and you can't fight against it. And then the other system is a laser weapon system possessed by the U.S. government. And her theory is that Malaysia, they had a recent court case that attacked, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it pretty much said that Bush concocted this whole war in Iraq and Afghanistan and accused them of that. And Malaysia Airlines is owned by the Malaysian government, they said.
56%.
Pardon me?
They own the government owns 56% of the airline. The rest is privately owned.
Okay. So as a demonstration of this laser weapon, she says the U.S. Navy shot down the Malaysian Airlines to sort of let the Russians know that they could shoot down this new cruise missile of theirs. And that
let me stop you right here. First of all, we know from the manner in which the communication systems in the flight were turned off over a 15-minute period, the plane was diverted by somebody on the plane, most likely the flight crew itself. Second, the United States, the Russians know about this new laser weapon that's being deployed to the U.S. Navy. It's still pretty much a year away from actual operational use. They don't need to shoot down a Malaysian passenger jet, and after the embarrassment of TWA-800, I don't think they would consider that a legitimate demonstration. Plus, an airliner flying at 35,000 feet is a much easier target to track and engage than that cruise missile flying at multi-mach speeds on the surface of the ocean. What the Navy could do is shoot down one of their own drones flying a wave skimmer at high speed and then just let the Russians see that. They don't need to shoot down a passenger jet. Plus, you need to understand there is a finite range for the laser weapon. I mean, if it was out in space, yeah, the beam will just keep on going and keep on going. It'll diverge and spread a little bit with distance. By the time it reaches the moon, the beam will be about 16 miles wide and harmless. But in the Earth's atmosphere, because of turbulence and particulates in the atmosphere and a problem called thermal blooming, the actual range of the laser weapon really isn't much more than a couple of miles, in all practicality.
Yeah, they do refer to it, I think, if I remember right, a 10-mile range.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I do recall also that, was it Iran that downed one of our drones and they hacked the computer system? Would it not be possible to hack the computer system in an airline?
Well, the software is completely different. The concern is, of course, that the aircraft could have been taken over by remote control. We know those systems have been around for quite some time, and anything with a computer in it can be altered and changed, especially if you have access to the physical aircraft, which, if this is an inside job, would tend to be. Got to let you go. Coming up on a commercial break here, I still have two theories that I'm looking at. The first is that the plane was pirated out of the middle of the air, taken to a hidden hangar, and it's being broken up for spare parts to be sold on the aftermarket, because that would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Spare parts for the 777 are scarce and getting scarcer all the time. The second theory, of course, and this ties in with the twin of the aircraft over at the Tel Aviv airport, is that the plane was hijacked and is going to be used in some kind of a spectacular false flag, which would certainly explain why the corporate media is wagging 370 at us all the time, even though they don't actually have anything new to report. So those are the two theories we're looking at right now. There's a lot of stuff out there. But the bottom line is, again, based on fuel consumption, I don't see how that plane could have even reached the area in the South Indian Ocean off the southwest coast of Australia, where they're concentrating their search. It could not get there at all with the fuel it had on board. All righty, we're coming up on the commercial break, and I know I got an email saying, you know, you say all righty all the time. Make a drinking game out of that. So I will try and curtail my all righty now. I think I picked that up I'm blanking on the film star who was always using it. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And sort of following on that piece of bumper music, apparently Representative Jim Moran, Democrat of Virginia, is out there saying members of Congress aren't paid enough. And he says, you know, and he said something very alarming. He said, I understand that it's widely felt that members of Congress underperform, Boy, there's an understatement. But the fact is that this is the board of directors for the largest economic entity of the world, and far more alarming than the greed of wanting to be paid more is his seeing himself and the Congress as a corporate entity rather than a government that is supposedly in existence to serve the people. And it's another symptom of the corporatization of our country. And remember, it was Benito Mussolini who said that fascism ought to be more rightly called corporatism, because it is the melding of government and corporate power aligned together against the general population, which seems to be what we have here. The Fort Hood shooting has also, as everybody talks about mental illness issues with our returning veterans, because the government's doing strange things to them over there in the war zone to get them to go out and, you know, kill the infidel and bring their money back for us here. Right now, we are losing more of our children in uniform to suicide than we are to enemy action in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. It is a major, major problem. And it may be exacerbated by these SSRIs, which, by the way, a little statistic I was unaware of. The SSRIs only work doing what they're supposed to do in 40% of the people taking them. For the other 60%, it may have no effect, and worse, has a demonstrated history of triggering the violence, mass violence, unreasoning violence, and suicide. Now the pharmaceutical companies are starting to include warnings in the little paper insert that comes with the medication. It's in really fine print, takes an electron microscope to read it, because they don't want to be sued by families. Oh, look, it was in the warning there, right down there. And they may actually be causing more suicides than they prevent with these medications. Remember, we had that veteran called into the show and said, over in the war zone, you know, these kids are having a hard time reconciling what they thought the Army was supposed to be doing, defending America and bringing democracy to these other countries, with the realization that they're just an invading army conquering this country and to steal its wealth, and the government is doping them up to help them get through it. The Pentagon is spending more on prescription psychiatric medications for the troops than they are on Black Hawk helicopters. It's a huge, huge amount of money for Big Pharma. And these kids are coming back from the war zone. They're addicted to these medications. It's very hard to get off them. And it can trigger these random acts of mass violence and suicide. All right, the phone lines are loading up here. Michael in Australia, aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'd like to say why it is that I think that Malaysian airliner is not in the southern Indian Ocean, just west of Perth there. I believe myself that the aircraft was actually downed by remote control, and it's not far from where they last thought they heard it, communications from the cockpit, and I believe it's in the Gulf of Thailand. And I'd like to explain just why I think that. Last November in Kuala Lumpur, the Malaysian War Crimes Tribunal, which had been convened some months before, they started in August, they came down with a decision that that Israel was guilty of war crimes in Shabra and Shatila in Beirut there in 1982, where some 3,000 Palestinians were killed by the Lebanese phalange. And also the other issue that was brought before the War Crimes Tribunal was the Israeli assault on Gaza late in 2008, and then continued into the early part of 2009, some 22 days of just intensive bombing. Some 1,450 Palestinians were killed and zero Israelis, though they claimed 13. I never believed that myself.
Okay.
And so when that decision was brought down, the Israelis decided to pay the Malaysians back. And, of course, because on the basis that PM Netanyahu did once say that no one tries the Jewish people for anything. And so they brought that plane down by remote control at that time, just when they lost contact with it from Kuala Lumpur there.
Well, it's an interesting theory, but Israel could make their point and get their revenge just by having a bomb on board. I think the fact that this plane was clearly intentionally diverted shows that somebody wanted that physical aircraft for some purpose. And, it could be in Diego Garcia. There's a lot of people who wondered if it was flown to Diego Garcia. And I know a lot of people have emailed me about this was Israel's revenge for the War Crimes Tribunal. But Israel could have made that point with a simple bomb on board. I think this plane was, intentionally diverted, and that tells me that the motive was to get their hands on the physical aircraft itself.
Well, if I could just conclude, Michael, because
okay.
what I would like to say was that the intention was to actually disappear the plane, but when they realized that afterwards, within a week, I would say that the Gulf of Thailand was really, really very, very shallow, an average depth of about 45 meters, and so it won't be long before somebody finds it. And so all of a sudden, a week afterwards, all stops were pulled out. All the Western media went into overdrive telling everybody it's in the southern part of the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a huge, huge mass of water. And then after a while, they can say, oh, look, it's so big. We're still looking, but trust us, it's there. And it'll fade away. This is what they want. It'll be just one of those disappeared aircraft.
If they would stop simply reporting on it, it would already be fading away. But again, they're still running stories today with absolutely nothing new to report on the ongoing search. To me, it looks like they're trying to keep the missing 777 in the public mind for some reason. I mean, they can't be that desperate for other things to report on.
Well,
anyway, that's my thought on the subject, okay?
Okay, then. All right, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Mike. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
All righty, then, which is most
yes,
often
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey and Pet Detective, yes.
Sometimes Ned Flanders, occasionally.
Okay.
And I think we have a new drinking game. We just have, instead of callers asking you how you are, which is woefully redundant, I have them call in and start out with all righty then. And then every time people hear that...
Oh, I don't want to get into Rush Limbaugh territory with mega dittos and all this
other stuff. You have to take a drink of coffee.
Okay.
Remember
Bob
with Bob Newhart? You had to drink your beer every time he said hi, Bob. Somebody said hi, Bob. We'll just take a drink of Kona coffee.
I already drink too much Kona coffee. My blood pressure's right through the roof here.
You, the thousands of listeners. I have a solution for the missile problem. Shooting down a passenger liner to prove you can shoot down a missile would be like shooting a garbage truck to prove you can shoot a Ferrari. So that's
a good point. That's a very, very good point.
And so what we do is, since the U.S. and Russia are feeling so competitive these days, we take an old mothballed ship that they want to turn into a reef,
Glenn, hold that thought. We got to take a break for commercials. I will come back to you after these few words from our sponsors.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going back to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia, you had an idea about taking a ship and something with it.
Yes, the idea is that we take an unwanted ship that they want to turn into a reef, like, say, a littoral combat vessel. You put it out in the middle of the Pacific, you have the Russians fire a few, your Kurds cruise missiles at it, and then the U.S. the laser system try and take them out. If the ship sinks, the Russians win. If the ship floats, the U.S. wins. We decided. Put a couple black boxes on there first to see if anybody in the debris floats up and if they can find any black boxes. So we kill a lot of birds with one stone.
Well, the black boxes don't float. That's the problem. I mean, they're made out of heavy steel and titanium, and they're not designed to float. And actually, that'd be kind of a cool idea, is to put some kind of a flotation device on them. But generally, no. When they go to the bottom of the ocean, that's why they have the pingers. so they can be located. But the pingers on the battery, or the batteries on the pingers rather, are due to basically run out of power right about now, in fact. So at this point, the plane is gone, and everyone's saying, oh, it proves the satellites really aren't omnipotent and these systems don't work. Well, all these systems, surveillance satellites and radar and beacons and all the rest of it, are all designed around the idea that if there are any survivors on the airplane, they want to be found. And in this case, I think whoever's in control of that aircraft doesn't want it to be found, and it's very easy to hide if you don't want to be found from overhead surveillance and so forth.
I still prefer the suspense novel scenario that says it's on Diego Garcia to be redeployed in a false flag attack against either a Western or a Sunni target to blamed on Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah to justify an attack.
Or Russia. Or Russia or China at this point. You know, if I know they're thinking about a false flag, and if they're actually desperate enough to try one, it's going to have to be something so spectacular and blamed on everybody to try and get the war agenda going again. And so they could just really jump the shark on this thing and say, oh, it was Russia and China together, and they tried to nuke Washington, D.C. with this, so forth and so on. So it's a lot of nonsense surrounding this whole story. But again, the part that really alarms me is how the corporate media is still wagging Flight 370 at us, even though they're are no new facts and information at all.
Well, meanwhile, it distracts us from the treaty negotiations in Israel.
Yeah, it does, and of course, Kerry's looking to bail on that because he knows Israel is not going to let a peace deal happen. That's a huge embarrassment to the United States, and that's why Kerry's already distancing himself from it and saying, well, it's going to take a while, and we're not omnipotent, and we've got to go do something else here. All right, Glenn, we're going to let you go. Thank you. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. John, thank you for waiting. Aloha. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the new world. You had a senior moment there, a lapse of memory on Jim Carrey, but anyway.
I'm a senior. What can I tell you here? I mean, you know, my brain isn't what it was years ago. I was very impressive in my youth.
Yeah, you've joined my world now. I've been looking at all this information coming out of these secret CIA military torture centers. I mean, I'm just wondering what turns these military CIA maggots into this animal that is willing to torture a child in front of his father just to get information.
Do you remember the Sidney Milgram experiment in human behavior? I think this was back in the 1950s or 1960s, where they got these volunteers to come in and administer electric shocks to somebody who was taking a test, and every time they got a wrong answer, they had to push the button and give them a nasty electric shock. Now, the shocks were fake. The person taking the test was one of the lab assistants, and the subject of the test was actually the volunteer who was supposed to administer the shocks. And what they found was that for the vast majority of the test subjects, as long as there was an authority figure saying it's okay and necessary to inflict the pain, they would go ahead and do it. And that tells us a lot about the realities of human nature. I remember seeing a film. There was one guy who at one point in the process simply refused to push the button any longer, and he was the exception to the rule. And this is the same thing we see with police brutality. As long as their commanding officers and civil officials are saying, yeah, you need to do this, they're going to go ahead and do it. Most people will become quite barbaric if they're told a higher authority has blessed it. The entire Inquisition did what they did because they were told that, hey, the Pope says this is necessary. You're going to go to heaven even if you do all these horrible things. And it is, unfortunately, a tragic aspect of human nature that all somebody in authority has to say is go out and hurt these people, and they'll go out and hurt them. The real scandal of the CIA's torture program was that it produced virtually no usable, reliable intelligence. We now know it was a lot larger than was previously revealed to the American public. And I'll tell you the real scandal right now. The Obama administration has decided that the CIA gets to decide what part of the Senate report will be made public.
Well, it just amazes me, Michael. I mean, these even the mainstream media, the corporate media. I mean, they publish this absolute nonsense, this vomit that masquerades as news. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are we going with this nonsense? You know,
I think we're already there. We're already there. The United States is a country that has concentration camps in places like Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and other places around the world we don't even know about yet. The United States is a nation that uses torture. The United States is a nation that spies on all of its law-abiding citizens to monitor their thoughts and words and private communications. The United States is a country that is strip mining the wealth from the people to give to the bankers and the war machine. The United States is a country that is invading other countries on false pretexts. I mean, except for the swastikas, we're basically the Fourth Reich here. And the United States is not, the U.S.
Michael,
government is not a government I can respect or feel any loyalty or obedience to at this point.
Well, Michael, I think you'll now be on the no-fly list because you used the T word. You can use enhanced interrogation, brutal tactics, but you're not allowed to use the T word, torture. You'll definitely be on the no-fly list now, boy.
Well, you know, I'm frankly very surprised I wasn't put on it already by this point, but... you know, I'm harmless. You know, I'm not espousing violence. I'm not encouraging violence here. But two Christmases ago, when Obama came out for his vacation, and we're staying on as far away from him as we can on the island, and the Secret Service still came over and checked us out. You know, sent somebody to pretend to be a volunteer at the food distribution, and you could just tell from the glare in his eyes he was wired way too tight for the. Context of the circumstances we were in, so they were checking us out, which is okay. We made him carry all the heavy stuff.
Just one final point on MH370.
Yes.
I think, if it did go to Diego Garcia, it's no longer there. It takes a screwdriver, undo four Zeus fasteners, unplug the transponder, plug the new one in, a military one, tighten the Zeus fasteners, switch it on and fly it anywhere. Nobody's going to take any notice. It's a military transponder with a military code. It could be anywhere on the planet. So I think...
I absolutely agree. If it ever did go to Diego Garcia, that doesn't guarantee that it's still there now.
Yeah. I think we also need to keep an eye on that twin aircraft that's on the ground in Tel Aviv.
I agree.
Because apparently it was the Soros organization that leased this plane to... both Malaysian Airlines and to this company in Israel. But it's been sat on the ground, earning no money, just sat there doing nothing. I think we need to really keep a close eye on that.
I agree on that. And apparently, when it arrived in Tel Aviv last November, it arrived coming from the United States. And they've obviously had that aircraft long enough to install and test remote control capability, plus any other payload that they want to have on that thing. And, yeah, it's a concern. Like I said, I have two competing theories about where Flight 370 went. The first is it was pirated and is being parted out, which will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the second is, yeah, it's going to be used for some kind of a false flag terror attack. And that's the reason the media is still wagging 370 at us, even though they haven't had anything new to report for a week on that story.
And the final thing is, if it crashed into the ocean, it would break up. There's no way it wouldn't. Absolutely, it would break up.
I absolutely agree. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, John. We've got one more caller waiting on the line that we'll get to as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, you kind of bounced through several topics, but you had talked about Mussolini's corporatism, and I don't know, when I was growing up, Ted Turner, I guess, got a hold of that movie Rollerball and played it over and over again. And, you know, I guess finally I got to see it enough times and pieced it together in this future shock world. It's like Hollywood was trying to tell people, whoever their consultants were for the story, the script, movies, what do they call that, screenplay?
Yeah.
Somebody in there was trying to tell us what was going on, I guess, back then. You know, the whole thing was a parody of the Super Bowl, and instead of countries, you had corporate city-states and like five corporations that ruled the world.
And well, it was hardly a new idea. I mean, I think it was David Rockefeller back in 1999. Was writing in the corporate media that, you know, there has to be a replacement for civil governments, and why not make it corporations? And of course, my answer to that is a civil government is supposed to be the caretaker of the nation and its people. Corporations are always about profit for their owners, and that's why we shouldn't have corporations running any part of the government, least of all its
economy. Well, instead of a social compact, what happens is you're in contract with these corporations, and there's a legal doctrine called the Clearfield doctrine, I think, where, and when some government's acting as a corporation, they have no more status than any other corporation. And I started noticing during the so-called war on drugs that you would see in the paper, I guess 20 years ago, before I even was in the, you know, investigating the Patriot movement or any of that, way before, I guess, Waco and stuff, they were talking, and the Freeman of Montana, there would be something would show up every now and then in the local paper, you know, United States of America versus 123 East Main Street, where they would seize a piece of property. And so in order to sue or be sued in court, you have to be a corporation, as I understand it, at the state level. I mean, that's why people get incorporated. So they're a corporation, limited liability.
No, you can sue the government, you know, for redress of grievances without it being a corporation. But the government, I think, intentionally keeps itself in this sort of gray area between being a corporation, which the American people, I think, would reject as a form of governance, you know, trying to maintain the illusion that it's still a representative republic of the people.
All through the 90s, though, and I guess for the last 20 years, though, they've talked about all this public-private partnerships and privatization, and like the United Postal Service is a corporation owned by the government. You start looking, a lot of these agencies or whatever that call themselves service apparently are incorporated. You can find listings with the various state's attorney generals for things like U period, S period, A period, incorporated up in Ohio. And I noticed had bad corporate status with the Kentucky attorney general or Kentucky secretary.
Well, it's all basically set up, you know, to grab power and deny responsibility and Mike, I'm going to let you go
right
here, because I have a story that actually addresses this issue. This is being reported over on thehill.com. Apparently last Monday, when we were all being distracted with Flight 370 nothingness, Obama signed a new piece of legislation that rolls back a provision of the Stock Act that requires high-ranking federal employees to disclose their financial information online. Now, this provision had originally been part of the Stock Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, which was a bill that specifically forbids members of Congress to engage in insider trading based on information they get at the Capitol building. Now, technically, insider trading is already illegal, but members of Congress have been doing it for years. And somebody felt that there needed to be a special legislation to remind members of Congress that what they're learning about pending deals and financial regulation inside Congress is not to be used by them to go to their stockbroker and buy a bunch or sell a bunch of stock, and yet they were doing it. And, of course, Congress just delayed, and finally public pressure forced them to put this through. And now Obama has signed this new bill, which removes the requirement for high-ranking federal employees to have to list their investments and financial information online so the public can look at them and see what their financial entanglements are. Because the big problem is when you have these incredibly wealthy people in positions of government authority, every decision they make is going to be made first and foremost with consideration, how does it affect my stock portfolio? Now, we know there's a presidential blind trust. I think in the blueprint for the New America, all members of the legislative body and ought to be on a blind trust as well. And all high-ranking government officials should be on a blind trust. For that matter, the judiciary They've got the job for life anyway. Put their funds in a blind trust and pay them a dividend. But we have a government that is totally, totally dominated by banking and Wall Street and financial considerations in the passage of every single one of their laws. And that is not what is working to the best interest of the American people. All righty. Story that's breaking. Apparently, the covert NGO, USAID, which got kicked out of Russia for playing the same games, was behind the creation of a social media operation down in Cuba. It was nicknamed the Cuban Twitter. They ran this program for 2 years, and into this streaming social media feed for the Cuban people, they would insert propaganda to sow dissent among the population. Another U.S. attempt at covert overthrow. This one apparently did not work, but it's still a huge, huge embarrassment to find that the U.S. government is spending your tax dollars going down to Cuba to set up social media with the specific intent of trying to disrupt that government in order to overthrow it. And I think most of the world is now realizing the U.S. does this all the time. This is how the U.S. government is covertly conquering the world. It's this idea of sailing your Navy and Air Force and landing craft up to the beach and taking the country by force. That's so 20th century here. Now they go in and they target the government itself for disruption. They did it in Chile in 1973. They did it in Iran in 1953. They tried to do it again in Iran in 2009. That fell flat on its face. They just got done doing it in Ukraine. They're trying to do it in Syria. Now they're trying to do it in Cuba. Since the end of World War II, the United States has tried to overthrow the governments of 56 nations, succeeding 25 times. That's almost one every single year. And this is the reason America is hated around the world. Not because of our freedoms, not because we've got Diet Coke and Disneyland and Miley Cyrus. The world hates the United States of America for their bad habit of going in and mucking around with other people's countries. Apparently down in Venezuela, they're now convinced that the street violence and destabilization they're experiencing is a U.S.-sponsored operation. And there's no reason to suspect that they're wrong. Apparently, protests in Bahrain have gotten to the point where forces from Jordan are being sent in to club the population back into submission. Meanwhile, the United States is sending 175 Marines to Romania as part of their Africa crisis team. I'm sorry, I mean, I looked at Google Earth here, and Romania isn't actually in Africa. So I'm kind of a little weirded out. There are more ideally situated U.S. bases, if in fact you're going in to Africa. I think these 175 Marines in Romania are really more about Ukraine and Crimea, because the story, the official story, does not make any sense at all. Apparently, Pakistan's ex-president Musharraf narrowly survived an assassination attempt. Minutes after his convoy passed a certain location, there was an explosion that it appeared to have been intended to target his car, but he escaped that unscathed here. Again, we're looking at the revelations of the CIA's torture program. The Senate committee is about to release a declassified summary of their report. Their real full report is classified. You are not supposed to know what the Central Intelligence Agency has been doing to people around the world in your name. When we come back from our top of the hour break, more on that subject.